Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The next legislative session will most likely include another bonding bill, but instead of debate between Democrats and Republicans, the discussion could be metro versus rural, DFL Senate Chair of the Capital Investment Committee, Sandy Pappas of St. Paul, says.
Bonding bills typically are heavily rural-oriented. They have been over the last couple decades. And my metro legislators are saying, look, we pay taxes too. We also have aging infrastructure.
Republican Senator Jordan Rasmussen of Fergus Falls says there's a need to fix and build more projects across the state.
The work will continue. The conversations will continue. If you look at the last 3 legislative sessions, there have been 2 bonding bills. So there has been some regular investment into Minnesota's core infrastructure.
The Senate Capital Investment Committee has toured all corners of the state looking for priority projects if the next bonding bill passes. Minnesotans need to make sure they're properly disposing of those holiday greens. Minnesota Department of Agriculture entomologist Angie Amburn says proper disposal can avoid the spread of invasive species.
Depending on where those products have come from, they could be harboring invasive species or invasive diseases or even other invasive plants that might have seeds on them. So there are lots of different insect diseases and plants that could come into the state on holiday greenery.
Ann Byrne says check with your local municipality for curbside pickup and don't toss Christmas trees and greenery into the woods. The Red Lake Nation plans to open a cannabis dispensary in West St. Paul. Pending municipal regulatory approvals, the Native Care location is expected to open early next year. Red Lake's original Native Care dispensary was the first to open after Minnesota legalized cannabis sales in August 2023. A new compact between the Red Lake Nation and the state's Office of Cannabis Management allows the tribe to open a limited number of off-reservation retail dispensaries. The University of Minnesota football team takes on New Mexico in the Rate Bowl in Arizona later today. Golden Gopher head coach PJ Fleck says his team will have to be disciplined against a creative New Mexico offense.
Every game they showed something a little bit different, so we know that there are going to be some things we have not seen before, but it's the soundness, it's the discipline, it's keeping your eyes in the right spot. They're not an option team, but the offense is built like option football, where you get your eyes out of a gap, you get yourself out of a gap, you know, you take the cheese and boom, next thing you know, it's out the gate.
Today's game kicks off at 3:30 p.m. at Chase Field in downtown Phoenix. The Minnesota Vikings' 23-10 win over the Lions on Christmas eliminates Detroit from the NFC playoffs. The Vikings' defense forced 6 turnovers and sacked quarterback Jared Goff 5 times. The Vikes host the Packers January 3rd in the regular season finale. The annual Ice Castles attractions open today at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, marking its earliest opening date ever. This is MNN.